This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Are you traveling for the holidays? Millions of us are. The AP's Julie Walker.
It's beginning to look like another record for holiday travel, with drivers and flyers getting out of town ahead of Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa. AAA predicts more than 119 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home between this past weekend and New Year's Day, which would top the previous holiday season high set in 2019. I'm Julie Walker.
But the weather could make traveling dangerous in some places. A wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain could make travel hazardous in parts of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast, says the National Weather Service. California's Central Coast has been getting hammered by a major storm. The flooding and high surf blamed for the death of a man trapped under debris on a beach. Why did several drones fall out of the sky during a holiday show over the weekend in Orlando? The AP's Mike Hempen has this.
The Federal Aviation Administration says it's investigating why several drones collided and then fell from the sky Saturday night during a holiday show in Orlando. One woman says her 7-year-old son needed surgery after a drone hit him in the chest and the blade cut his mouth. The drones fell into a crowd of thousands of people watching the show at Orlando's Lake Eola Park. The show was permitted through the FAA.
Bethlehem's been getting ready for Christmas under the shadow of war in Gaza. Manger Square lacked its usual festive lights and crowds of tourists this morning. The area outside the Nativity Church has been quiet. The public now getting a look at the remains of a 50,000-year-old baby mammoth uncovered by melting permafrost in Russia's Siberia. Scientists believe the mammoth was only 1 year old when she died. This is AP News. Now some advice on how you can spot fake online reviews. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The emergence of generative artificial intelligence tools that allow people to efficiently produce detailed online reviews has put merchants, service providers, and consumers in uncharted territory. Phony reviews have long plagued many popular consumer websites, but now AI-infused text generation tools enable fraudsters to produce reviews faster and in greater volume. The deceptive practice is illegal in the U.S. Consumers can try to spot fake reviews by watching out for a few possible warning signs, such as overly enthusiastic or negative reviews. AI reviews are typically longer, highly structured, and include cliches like "the first thing that struck me" and "game changer." I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.